Now, moving on, the U.S. president says the European Union would be exempted from his metal tariffs if the bloc drops its own trade barriers to American products. Donald Trump once again threatened to slap tariffs on European-made cars if the EU fails to comply with his demands. He says the bloc has treated his country very badly on trade. Earlier, the EU trade commissioner said Washington had not made it clear how the bloc could gain exemption from the new tariffs. On Thursday, Trump ordered steep tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. The tariffs, which will be implemented in about 10 days, will not apply to Canada, Mexico, and Australia. The EU has threatened to hit back with similar measures against American products.
U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to impose stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum has Wall Street concerned and raised fears among business leaders and even members of his Republican Party of a trade war with Washington's traditional allies. Capitol Hill is also frustrated at the manner in which the president went about signing the tariffs by bypassing a congressional vote. Trump signed an executive order calling on the Commerce Department to impose a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum, exempting Mexico and Canada.
Even Republicans are divided about this issue, and so are Democrats. And, there are some Democrats who say that this is a great step. For example, the Democrat from Virginia is saying that this is really going to, build a lot of jobs in America. Is going to increase a lot of jobs and it's going to improve the American economy. But we live in a world where we have to sink and swim with everybody. So at the end of the day, you have to look at everything from an international perspective.
The White House argues that the tariffs are an essential matter of domestic and economic security. Critics ask, at what cost? Other countries have already signaled retaliation. The European Union has also threatened countermeasures against, quote, iconic U.S. products.
We are going to have tariffs on goods from Harley Davidson. We are going to have basically tariffs on blue jeans. And we are going to have tariffs on Bourbon, which is like a big company over there in Europe.
After the White House announcement, U.S. Steel announced it is reopening a plant in Illinois, while Century Aluminum officials have said the tariffs may generate 300 new jobs in Kentucky. But economists are warning that these are just small victories compared to the long-term effects.
Donald Trump's strategy has often been to appeal to his loyal, although now limited, base. Some argue that his announcement of tariffs is to energize his base to get out and vote in this year's midterm elections, where the Republicans may lose the majority of the House and Senate. Susan Medeiros, Press TV, New York.